Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
Yeah.
The purge alarm.
Why in God's name are you still here?
Nick, Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V. Timberlake.
Okay, Nikki, fire away.
See, well, you guys are like my older brothers.
Okay.
That I never had. I mean, I had Jamie, but you know what I mean. My official older brother.
Okay.
What should I do here? Because I feel like... No. I feel like this is a... Okay. I left my phone at home. I left my phone at home. Now it's my fault.
Why are you here?
Well, because it's my fault for just realizing that. But
where do you live?
Like right
around the corner. No, not like where, but like who do you live with?
My girlfriend.
The freak home, Nick.
She's at work.
Oh. Get out of. If well, she knows you don't have your phone, she'll find a reason to have to.
If she's at work. Well, as long as you don't have, like, GPS on your phone or anything.
Well, that's how I know my phone's back there, because I had process text her, be like, hey, do a GPS.
Wait a minute.
Your girlfriend's got GPS on your phone?
Well, it's fine, my iPhone.
Go get your turtleneck. Put your turtleneck back on right now.
It was very warm yesterday.
Yeah. Your girlfriend's got GPS on your phone?
It's fine, my iPhone. It's the little app.
Are y'all engaged?
No, not yet. Nope.
You don't get GPS privileges until you...
Dude, it helps me out. Like...
Nikki, go.
But see, this is the thing. Marcus, I made my bed. I feel like I should have to produce my way out of it. I should stay here.
Listen, I'm okay with this because I like when you're here. So, I mean, I would rather you stay.
I won't be distracted by my phone.
Are you sure?
No. Like, I'm nearly scared right now. Like, I'm going to have to contact Pops at some point and book some guests. Usually I do that via texting. But maybe I can do some DMs. I don't know, because now I have to pull Jackie Boy away from cutting fart noises. Like, you know, I mean, he's...
Well, we can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. So, and Jack, to his everlasting credit, who already has a ton of stuff to do.
I mean, what if one of us say butt cheeks on the air today or something? I mean...
You live, 7 minutes away?
Yeah. Now, the reason I didn't notice is I thought it was in my pocket. Like, do you ever do this? Do you ever put stuff in your pockets... And you just feel like if there's a wad of stuff there, mm-hmm. like yeah. I have a massive wad of cash. Italians like to use cash. Mm-hmm. I need to deposit it in the bank. So
you're not going to be able to do that much longer, so you better enjoy that.
No, exactly. So it's taking up one of my pockets, and it's about the size of a phone. So in my mind, I was like, well, I got my wallet mash, and I got my phone mash in my pockets. And I don't. It's just now I'm a phoneless man. Who's being tracked by his girlfriend, who is in a conundrum, leaving all the shows askew with a massive wad of cash.
Somebody
in his other
said
pocket.
Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, is blanking up, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that people are starting to write Nikki. Turtle Nikki. Nick, did she tell you that it helps you to have the GPS?
That's a great text.
That's a very good text. And a note.
That's a great text.
It was honestly just I couldn't find my phone one day, and she was like, "Here, wait."
Hey, honey, you know what we should do? We should put a GPS on your phone just in case you lose it.
I know.
And let's just run it all through my phone.
I know.
Hey, Marcus, let's get on the same phone plan. Hey, it's $10 cheaper.
I know.
If we get on the same phone plan together.
Why don't we just link our iMessages? So whatever you get comes to me.
Because you know my cousin always texts you.
I know. And instead of double texting, we can just do that. Now listen, my wife makes great money. Okay? I enjoy the life I live.
Right.
If she wants to GPS me, she can GPS me. That's fine.
She's earned it.
She's earned that. She's earned that.
Jeanette's on the way, but also
that's what I'm saying.
Really, just you know.
No, I believe in you and Jeanette. Like I really do. I believe in you and Jeanette. Like I've saw y'all together. I wouldn't like. I think you'll probably get married. Like aww. I mean, yeah, you two together, you look very happy. Like
not
yeah,
when you're leaving your phones around.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's why I think you've played a dangerous game with the GPS and the leaving your phone.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because that could ruin it.
Yeah, and I'm just
Nikki. Do you watch the P? Oh, R.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But there's contingency plans. We have a whole, you know, allegedly, a whole step by step process to cover up tracks.
I mean, you live 7 minutes away.
Should I just get the damn thing?
This is up to you. This is up to you. We don't mind sitting with Jack for a few minutes.
Jack, did you finish your crunch wrap?
Did he finish it? I watched him inhale it.
Am I going to put you behind if you stand on the board?
14 minutes.
Listen, but I mean,
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Okay, because we don't mind Jack for a few minutes. Like that's fine. If you need to go,
you guys are getting an upgrade.
Just go.
If you need to do this,
all right, I'll go fast.
You're
going to
go now.
Yeah, quit jacking around. No pun intended. Like if you're going to go, go. All right, we're fine with Jack. Jack is very capable. Listen, after what Jack has to do on a daily basis, this right here is nothing.
and Jack, we will not require much of your energy. We will not take away.
Listen.
You just said that part. We're going to sit here and whine about transition plays and whine about. We're going to whine about the comparison of the transfer list on our football team.
Uh-huh.
And we probably won't get to half of any of this conversation before Nikki is back, which is baffling to me why he wasn't gone already.
Well, since there's a lot of transition going on, let me go ahead and tell people I think you are going to get out of here at 11, and Chrissy Banna is gonna replace you.
Sorry, Chrissy.
No, she knows. She even said yesterday. She's like, I know I'm coming. I'm gonna come in tomorrow, so I know Marcus will probably leave because he just, you know. So I was like, well, I know Chrissy, but it's okay. I was like, you know, you're great, and we appreciate you, and you're the voice of women's basketball around here, and Marcus just doesn't care.
That's what I've become, Steve.
No, I know. No, but we're going to have a great time. So we're going to talk some women's basketball, what's coming up there. And we're going to talk just all kinds of stuff, man. So we'll have a good time.
You can't let her GPS your phone.
That's dangerous. Jack, does your girlfriend GPS your phone?
I don't have a girlfriend.
I know.
Your mom.
No, my mom does not.
Nobody is allowed to GPS my phone. Nobody's allowed.
Would think it might be helpful.
that's what we were saying.
Stop
like
saying that.
That's what we were saying, though. That's the problem. Is Jeanette knew with Nick? It's like
she has it.
Realistically,
I'm helping.
It probably is helpful. So it's like, yeah, that's not a good thing. That's not good.
I mean, but what about testosterone? Didn't?
It don't exist anymore. They're slowly taking it out of the world. piece by piece.
They're extracting testosterone.
I almost pulled a guy out of a truck last night. It was bad. Yeah.
That just says you're not allowed. Yeah, you're not.
It was just terrible. I know. It probably needs to be. Because I had no look, it was I probably would have went to jail. For at least a night. It was at a stoplight. It's like a stop sign.
Sweetheart.
Like you can't get out and jerk a guy out of a truck.
If I lose my phone, my phone's gone.
I know.
You're not gonna.
Texters, look, we got a few funny texts. Somebody said, Marcus, who are you dating that you cannot leave your phone? Oh, that was from Dana. That explains it. Like, that's, look, I'm not gonna get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Groups together.
That's from our resident texter Dana. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I know that. Did Nikki's girlfriend, N-I-K-K-I, by the way, do you know that joke? Nikki after the turtle, he's now Nikki, N-I-K-K-I.
And I had him in my phone as N-I-K-K-I.
Did Nikki's girlfriend make him leave his?
Yes, on the table. When he left. When he leaves the house, yes.
His blanket home.
His testosterone producer.
It was close enough. Yeah. Forgetting my phone at home is a sentence that doesn't exist in my world. I'm sure Process would be happy to go fetch your phone for you.
That's funny.
You might want to tell Nick where he works. Not to say he has a wad of cash. So valuable, it is really if an Italian owes you a favor. Nikki V owes me. Okay, interesting.
You can do a lot with that.
Hey, you want this? And then we go. Let's get Jeff Wallace to coach the team tonight. Go Cards.
Don't start.
The game is.
Don't start. Don't start with me.
So, anyways. This is life. All right, let's get back on schedule, okay, man, because we ain't got a ton of – we don't have a ton of time with you today.
Game tonight, North Carolina State. Where are we starting at? Is Florida State behind you?
Well, I mean –
because here's the thing. I want to tell you. I have a natural it's just a natural – grouping of I guess maybe since we talked about these 10 games together,
yeah,
like these 10 games being so important.
Well, I grouped nine because I went all the way to Duke, and I was like 7-2 is what you, I think you have to be to even in. And again, I know there's a bigger conversation here. The bigger conversation is I shouldn't be counting down segments of games,
yeah,
if I can make the tournament,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that.
And I told you, so, I'm not going down the road,
yeah, like. I know that that's the bigger picture.
Right.
That's not good.
Listen, okay, the reason I'm lumping it all together is because I separated what I'm going to separate. I'm separating net conversation.
Yeah.
I'm separating ranking conversation because, like I said, I've made the examples enough of how rankings, like preseason rankings, just like in basketball, they do it in football. We determine that this conference is the best, and if they beat up on each other, it's just good teams beating up on good teams. And if you say the conference sucks at the beginning of the year, then that's just bad teams making the bad teams worse.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not playing that game. I'm worried about the progression of the team because.
Well, Drew said it this morning too. I mean, I think it was Drew. It might have been Biscuit, but it's like the narrative is set on the conferences,
yep,
at this point.
Yep.
Like you're not going to change,
yep,
your mind. It might, yep, be true. It might not be. You know, but it's like, okay, you know what you think of conferences.
Yep.
So like the ACC at this point, there's nothing they're going to do to like.
Change the narrative.
Yeah, yeah,
but here's the thing.
It's because the ACC had chances to prove that narrative wrong and change it.
Well, yeah,
that's the vast majority of those games.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, so by January, it's like this is where we're at.
Okay, so now, mm-hmm, I am on the product.
Yeah,
at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's all we can be. Yeah,
because if I'm kicking ass at the end of the year, I'm gonna feel a lot better about my team. You know,
well, yeah, of course.
If I go into my conference, yeah, tournament, you know, feeling like I'm gonna be in a championship game. And as I look at here, you know, listen, Florida State just beat Miami,
mm-hmm,
who just beat Duke,
mm-hmm,
right? Okay, it's game on.
Yeah, I mean, I can transit a property at this point.
And what I'm saying,
it's not what I want to do, but I can.
What I'm saying, game on is. I need to have a real deal product with this team come into the season, come late season. And again, my history is what's important to me. You know, how are you playing late season?
But I'm also, I get to have a little fun today because I never get to do this, but I get to disagree with Nick Curran.
I'm listening.
And
you just, what?
I know. I never disagree with Nick Curran. I know it's odd. Yeah, it's like I agree with Nick most of the time. But I do think you wholesale change a little bit. Like, I heard him. I was listening to him yesterday from 12 to 3. Uh-huh. He did the V show, and I usually listen when he does the show, you know. And I was like, you know, he was saying he don't think you change anything. You just kind of ride with what you had, mm-hmm. you know. And I get what he was saying, especially if you want to play the transitive property game, mm-hmm. which I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yep.
But and maybe because I don't love Miami, so
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, just
I don't expect Louisville to lose to Miami.
Big picture.
So, but you're right. But the thing is, it's like, yeah, you do have some stuff to build on and listen to Coach Mack, and you say, okay, yeah, like he didn't sound.
And transitive probably would say I can beat every team on my schedule.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's my point. Yeah, yeah. Like
Duke,
I can.
Like, look, Duke is the problem. Duke is the problem of my schedule.
Yeah,
but I feel like I can beat everybody.
Yeah, for as much as you could lose games, you could win games. Yeah, because I mean, you're not. Yep. I mean, you know, it's
so
like.
So that's why I'm taking my eyeballs off narratives and going into sports and.
Well, the ACC, in basketball is kind of dealing with what the SEC in football is dealing with a little bit. We're so used to having all these great teams, and then it's like, I mean, Kentucky can go through a schedule and win 10 games and beat one team. Not counting the bowl game, they can beat one team that has a. I love it. Listen, I'm messing with you. But they can beat one team with a winning record in South Carolina. Like, you know, and it's like, that's crazy to think. Because you're like, oh, the SEC is just. Well, it's like the SEC is awesome, right? Well, I mean, Iowa, I'm saying in the regular season, you know. So it's like, the thing for me is. With the ACC, it's kind of the same way right now. It's hard to condition your brain, but it's like.
Oh, but the only difference is you wouldn't dare say that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Florida's not good.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I mean, I heard James breaking down the schedule for next year. It's like, God, their schedule's. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think they play four road games next year.
Yeah. Like, and like the SEC, and I'm an SEC guy. Like, I love SEC football. So, like, but I was like, God, I was listening yesterday to Jack and Andy and James, and I was like, he was breaking it down. And I'm like, because he said like 10 wins. I'm like, oh, God. And then he's breaking it down. And I'm like, well, they might win 10. I'm like, golly, they don't play anybody. Well, the ACC is kind of dealing with that this year. Now, I say that to say that's why I don't think you can just totally quit because I'm like, okay, maybe I did see some improvement, but I do think you can wholesale change a little bit. To me, you've got some guys out there. Now, maybe Mac don't do it, but you know what? Then maybe you lose your job. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're the one coaching for your job, not me. I'll be here next year, you know. I'll be here talking about whoever's here. You may not be. That's on you.
And here's my other thing. The reason the product matters late so much, did we lose the Air Force? Did we lose to Air Force?
We lost to everybody. I don't. Yeah, God knows I'm not comparing football schedules. I'm just.
No, the point is.
I have no soul.
When I say product on the field late, is because the thing that I do love is the talent. I do love the talent. Mm-hmm. I love the talent of Sidney Curry. Mm-hmm. I love the talent of Roosevelt Willis.
Yeah.
I love the talent of Jalen Withers. The talent, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Not the play.
Yeah.
You know, again, Gabe. So when you have the conversation about wholesale, I'm still saying the product has the talent.
I just think you've got a game at home, and I think that you have a chance here to make the fan base believe a little bit because you need to do that right now. Mm-hmm. And I think if I watch the same lineups.
North Carolina State is coming in here
because you could, I mean, right now.
And you're still, 4-1?
Yeah, 4-1. But I mean, and you could win a bunch of games, you could lose a bunch of games. Like, I don't think you're really either way. So, but here's my thing. If I watch the exact same lineups, and you grind out another win, I'm kind of getting past the. Just win. Like, oh, yeah, they're just winning. You know, it's like.
Yeah, because where's your dominating performance?
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, wait a minute. Now, if you
are a better team with a better, like, you're a better team with a better roster, some of these wins should be convincing wins.
Yeah, like, I didn't care to play that game, the first three or four ACC games. Like, you know, I just win them. You know, just win.
And you're on the road.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the road for a couple, whatever. Okay, just win. Like, I'm not going to complain about Georgia Tech. When you win, you know, whatever. You beat Pitt. Okay, it was a grind it out. You win. All right, you know. You beat Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest is decent. So, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, I feel pretty good about that, you know. But then it's like now that's kind of – that is going away, though. So it's like the same Jared West, Noah Locke, Malik Williams, you know, it's like – okay, I'm going to need you to say, okay, 4-1, we got past the first five. Now I'm feeling like we should change this, this, and this, and we're going to take another step.
Yeah, a tangible improvement in an area.
Well, I mean, I know I could be living in pie in the sky here. That's fine. But, I mean, okay, say Mason and L and those guys play more tonight or start or whatever, and you win the game by 14. I think the feeling about this team tomorrow will be completely different than what it is right now.
Yeah, that's I think that's the bigger picture, because again, when you start saying you got to be playing good basketball, you know, and again, this style late season is not going to get you the benefit of the doubt.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're on the fence playing the same style, or you're on the fence playing a rotational style, a like I said, you get your other guys involved outside of Malik.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just watching Noah Locke. You know, if he's a hot night, he's a hot night. If not,
yeah,
he's still getting scored on. You know, Matt Cross, DeAndre Davis.
Yeah,
just going back and forth. Maybe one of them's having a good game. You know, it just that style is not going to get you the benefit of doubt whatsoever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me get to the phone lines really quick. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 939. What's on your mind? Lawrence, you there? Fire away, my man.
There we go. We got you. What's up, Lawrence?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Right now, there are four guys on this team I cannot trust on that court, because they playing lazy and they playing paranoia right now. That's Malik, Locke, Withers, and West. If those guys got a man up, whatever's bothering them, they got to let that go, because they need these guys to be an example on this team. And if they go out there and play the way it did against Florida State, then Louisville got no chance this whole season. Because you think North Carolina State going to attack Louisville, because they saw a weakness in the Florida State game, that Malik ain't going to challenge nobody at the rim. Locke is not going to play no defense. and West going to get petrified. He ain't going to drive to the hole if he gets shot blocked. And Withers, who knows what kind of play he's going to be tonight. So it's up to them if Louisville going to win this game tonight.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call, my man. Let me ask you about that, Steve. West.
Okay.
How do you feel about West? Like, great Jared West right now.
Well,
without the recency bias of Florida State.
Yeah, no, here's my thing about West. We said at the beginning of the season, and this is what I said, at least. I think you agreed with me. I think West starts the season. I think at some point during the season, Ellis should overtake West for Louisville to actually reach any kind of potential. I think we're getting there. I think that we're getting there. I think West is what he is, and I don't mind Jared West at all.
See, that's my problem. Like, Jared West is a weapon on the defensive end, right?
I agree.
Especially if you're going to play Faulkner or L. Ellis. If Faulkner and L. Ellis are going to be point guards on this team, Jared West is a defensive weapon.
Yeah.
And I am, like, to the point, like, okay, coach, he should be picking up his guy full court, high intensity.
But you do that by moving him into a backup role.
Yeah, right. Offensively.
Yeah, and you turn him into a specialist.
Offensively.
Sure.
It's like Quan 4.
Yeah. Yeah, just that's what you do.
You turn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quan 4, mm-hmm. People just don't ever forget.
No, he was the best defender on that team.
Yes.
Yeah, and it wasn't close. It wasn't really close.
He was the reason we had Zion and those guys on the ropes.
Literally wasn't worth a dog piss on the offensive end of the floor.
Right.
Like, but he at least was a specialist defensively.
And he when he got it, he shot the ball, you know, when he had to. Just, hey. I'm going to make the defense respect me. Mm-hmm. Gets a wide open shot. He takes it or he drives to the basket hard.
Yeah.
Right? Quan 4 started the entire year, basically, because of his defensive presence.
Mm-hmm.
Mason and L. Ellis just have to be serviceable at the point guard spot to make Jared West and a defensive. But here's the thing. This is not rely on Jared West 32 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of weapon.
No. Then you might as well just do what you're doing now.
Right. Because he has to start picking up a guy full court and being a defensive dog.
And Jared West, and I understand you can say, like, why are you even talking about this at this point? But, I mean, Jared West is not 32 minutes of Jared West. Like, just hand me your any sort of run in the tournament and mm-hmm. just let me punt it out the window. Like, you know, and let's move on.
And it's because the lineups of Jared West and Malik and Jalen, none of them, all of them are offensively challenged.
Yes.
That's why we're saying that. You know, it's that lineup.
But that's why, I mean, I think there can be wholesale changes here. I think you move Jared West now to
A primary defender, but a dog defender.
Right.
Hey, you're allowed to reach, Jared. You're allowed to pick up your guy.
Because if you foul out, then you foul out, you know. Or if you get in foul trouble, you get in foul trouble.
Yeah, and you can handle being in foul trouble.
Yeah.
You're 5th year senior.
Sure.
You can handle that.
Sure. But we saw there was a point in the Florida State game.
He should be taking someone out of a game.
Oh, yeah.
He should be literally taking someone out of the game.
That'd be your job.
Or wearing down a point guard, you know, to where we're in the third string point guard.
Yeah. So, I mean, you saw against Florida State, I mean, there were points. Like, Mason and L could get to the bucket and could make plays. Like, Jared goes around. I mean, I was on the phone with you when it happened. As soon as he went around the big guy, we were both like, oh, that's going to get blocked. I mean, because you could just see the way he was doing it. I mean, it was like, you're not going, like, he kind of, for one, it took you a minute to get around.
Yeah, and you weren't putting your body, you weren't closing the angle on the guys. Like,
no, and that big guy, and truthfully, the reason you got around him was he let you go.
Yeah, so he could block.
He noticed, like, dude, I can move this, you know. So, like, just boom. You don't get to do that with Mason. That's why I say, and that's what I'm saying. Because
they know how to get it off the glass quick to get the goaltending.
I don't dislike West. I think West's a piece on this team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
A big piece, but let's make him a piece.
Yeah, he's not Christian Cunningham.
Right.
Get into the – Christian Cunningham had scores all around him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you don't have the lineup where we need you – picking, like, what good is a pick and roll with Jared West and Malik Williams?
Zero.
For a whole game.
It's a pick.
That's a pick and pop.
It's a pick and pop. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. That's literally all you can do. Yeah,
and Malik isn't wet like that.
No. Just, yeah.
Yep.
That's why I say I think you do some wholesale changes, man. I think you make a difference. I know starting doesn't quote unquote matter, but I think you make a point with Faulkner and L as your starters.
Because
I'm okay even not starting Sidney over Malik. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But I think you do make a point that
with
things are changing.
Locke,
you're now a specialist. You're a three-point specialist, okay? I know you wanted to be something else. You're not. That's what you are. It's what you're good at, Trez. Stop doing other things. Because when you get to the NBA, Trez, they're going to – look, Trez come back and said, I'm going to show them that I'm not just a dunker.
How many people have fell for that?
I know. And then when he went to the league, they were like, Yeah, that's nice. Get down there and dunk. That's all we want you to do because you're great at it. Noah Locke, you're a good shooter, man. You're a really good shooter. Some nights you're going to be off. Those nights you're not going to play. Like, I don't know, you know. There's some nights you're going to be good.
And here we are halfway through the season. Again, this is why I loved, and I loved it, Steve. Like there's no hiding this. Coach Mack's press conference yesterday, talking about his interaction with L. Ellis. He explained it. The way he was taking the coaching, this is Coach Mack saying, the way L. Ellis was taking the coaching was kind of like, and I'm paraphrasing now, was like, I'm coaching at you. He was like, he was taking it personal, like I was, you know, getting on. It was like, no, I need you, you know what I'm saying? And for them to have that conversation saying, hey, like, don't take it that way, you know what I'm saying? If I'm on you, I'm trying to make you better. I'm trying to make you better for us. I'm talking to you more because I need you more. I'm not picking on you, you know. He was kind of explaining. I just had to make sure L. Ellis knew, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was funny. They asked L. Ellis, you know, who initiated? They asked L. Ellis who initiated the meeting. My God, y'all are savages in this media.
I know.
But then, L. Ellis said, well, it was late at night, and he texted me, and he told me to come in the morning. How would you feel, Steve, if you're L. Ellis and Coach Mack texts you late at night and said, I need to meet with you in the morning?
Yeah, bring your playbook. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, you were awesome.
Hey, guys, what I miss?
Nick is back. Texter said, time's up. Time's up, Nicky. If he ain't back yet, he won't be back for 45 more minutes. he was pulling in when you text that. Yeah, I know. Yeah, LL's probably like, I'm done. Look, it's too late now, so you should probably just start putting out some feelers.
That's what he thought was coming, yeah, didn't it?
We're going to try to save your eligibility as much as possible. But you got to go. Yeah.
So, yeah, he was probably like, whoo.
I know.
Golly. So, yeah. Point being, the interaction of getting him to understand, like, dude, I'm on you because I need you. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So I did like that interaction.
And that's what I say. I like that. And that's what gives me hope that maybe we're doing something here. Like I said, I'm not saying that. But it's a chess game, man. And we just need to move guys into different roles. And actually, Nick, I was talking a little bit about you and Curran, what you and Curran were talking about yesterday. I said I disagree with Curran.
I was listening to Issel and Pratt the whole way.
I believe it. I know. I knew that. So that's why I was going to catch you up.
I appreciate you listening. I heard that.
Yeah, it was good.
I heard you
it was
mention
good.
That yesterday.
Yeah. So it's like, but the wholesale change, it's like I think you do it to an extent. And like I said, even if it's just the backcourt. Personally, I said Sydney throughout the week. I was kind of like, I think I'd still start Malik.
Yeah, but Rose and Sydney have to play.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Where was Rose last game? That's just the thing.
Last couple games.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's just not played. Like Georgia Tech was missing their starting center.
And again, right after you said,
yes,
Rose is going to, he's earned minutes in the game.
And Louisville fans right now are very touchy about coaches. If you say it, do it. Because we're seeing a lot of this in football, different things. It's like, no, what you're saying is not happening.
West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
All right. Good afternoon, fellas.
Absolutely, man.
Steve, welcome back, man. And I know you had a heck of a good time down in Florida.
Yeah, man. It's fun.
Hey, my son's a traveling nurse as well, so I know you can afford to
do. It's a blast,
what you
man.
Want, what you want, brother. Hey, hang with it, man. She worked for it. That's all good.
Yep, yep.
I was married to a nurse for 30 years. But anyway, guys, I'm and Marcus, I do like Coach Mack. I know me and you have a back and forth on the midnight show and all that, but trust me, brother, I have supported him from day one. And if you all will look back in time of some of our conversations, I've supported this guy. I like him because his wife's from here. He's family man. I like the man. But I'm also a believer in that if I don't go, no knock on Walmart, but I don't go to Walmart to buy my Air Jordan shoes. Do you all like what Pearl is doing at Auburn? Just a simple yes or no.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our coach makes more than Pearl.
Mm.
Okay, so that, to me, we're not getting everything out of the guy that Xavier got out of him. For whatever reason it is, I don't know. Because some of his teams at Xavier were great teams. But I can say this, Bruce Pearl, everywhere he's been a winner. And I'm not saying go out and hire Bruce Pearl, but because there's other coaches. There's Donovan. There's the New York Knicks, Kenny Payne. I mean, there's a lot of candidates out there that could take this job and run with it because, guys, the cloud bull crap that we've talked about for 6 years now, I'm sick of hearing it. You know, that should be nothing anymore to any coach other than it's here. We got to go through it now because the process is over so I can get on with bigger and better things. This is Louisville. This is not Indiana State. This is not Western Kentucky. This is not Purdue. You know, we're on the level of Indiana, Kentucky, UCLA, you know, the big dogs. Whether people want to admit it or not, that's what we are. And this time that this university stood back up, got up on its feet, and looked into what in the hell is going on there at the university, and hold some people accountable for the board, hold the governor that's not even the governor here anymore. If you have to, do the same thing that put us in the situation and get a hold of the governor that's intact now and have him help us look into what it is going on here. Are we not able to run the university on our own and pick our own board and let that board decide who they trust to be president and AD and let that AD go and do his job without any influence on who he hires, how he hires, how he's going to pay for it? That's the job you put these people to do. Let them do it. You know, and I feel bad for people like Marcus that has put his time in and has stayed here. A man's not even from Louisville, but stays here and supports his program unheartedly at night and day. And, you know, he's got a son that's doing a hell of a profession and a career of what he's done. So, you know, it's time we took it back, guys. And I love Mac. I do. He's a great guy, great family man. But, damn, do your job. You know, I got to do my job. I drive a truck for a living every day. I got to do my job. If I slip up and don't do, you know, pay attention to the rules, they're going to fire me. That's just life. I hate it. And, you know, you could use the cloud for whatever, but, you know, the cloud's got nothing to do with you getting these guys ready from 2 or 3 years ago. They ought to have learned something by now. Like Marcus showed last night, the alley-oop wide open. You learn that in high school. That's the feel of the game. A guard knows how to throw the ball up to a guy that's 6'11 and let him go get it. That's not that hard to do. And that's just frustrating between that and football. To be where we were, to where we are now, you know, the guys up the street are loving it. You know, most of the state love it. But I'm not representing most of the state. I'm supporting and got my back for Louisville Cardinal. And I know where we've been, and you don't build those facilities up there on what-if teams. You build facilities like that on what you got and what you know is capable of doing. You don't build a Yum Center like that on what is and what ain't. It's time that they take it back, get us back to where we were. You can do it without any of the ugliness of what went on in the past and get us back to the promised land. I love the show, guys, and thanks for letting me go.
Appreciate the call. You can definitely hear the frustration in your voice. We're just going to keep rolling, Nikki, through this one because – Well, AJ, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
All right, guys. Serious right now. The one person that's going to get Louisville basketball back on top to the glory days is Katina Powell. Get her back on board. Free Katina.
I mean, if it gets us players at this point, I'll be fine with it. I mean, she would technically be NIL now, right? Would that file under NIL? I mean, Goods and services.
Is the number 939 is the station. Let me take this opportunity to throw this in here that DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 939 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Texter 861, you made me laugh
during the break.
Probably harder than any text has ever made me laugh.
Awkward silence, and then we
should have just quieted. Well, it's Witch Wednesday. I'll get that. In the
okay,
second
so
hour, though.
so Nikki. Your
Nick sucks.
I want to know where his phone was.
What Jack back?
Where was his phone at, Steve? Where do you think Nicky's phone was at?
Probably up his rear. Never mind.
Heard everything you said.
Listen,
hey, I'm trying to do a better job being phone gold.
How did you not hit like AJ? Like we've never had an AJ.
I know my Spidey sense even tingled, and then I know. I was like,
and
well,
I trust you. But, so no, since I trust
that's
you,
on me.
I figured he was going to say Kenny Payne because the way he was setting it up, that sounded like a Kenny Payne. You know, because I do think like for everybody that's asking. I mean, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. If you're saying you don't want Chris Mack, which I'm fine with, I understand that, because I like Kenny Payne. I think that will be the guy, the next coach. So I don't know if that affects your decision, but I think you'll move from Mack to Kenny Payne. And I'm okay with that. I like Kenny Payne. I think he'll do a phenomenal job here. But I thought that's where he was going. Because anytime you get that passionate, there's one guy, you know, it's like, okay, it's going to be Kenny Payne. And then it was not.
It began with a K.
Well, it was close.
And
we blame
KP.
Nikki for that one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's on me.
Because I trust it. So that's why when I'm listening to it, I trust that Nikki has already vetted things. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, here we go.
Steve.
So I got God because Nikki got God.
No, Steve. You didn't trust your spidey senses, Steve.
I know.
About dealing with Nikki.
Yeah, that is true.
Mine tingled, but I thought it was my roommate. That's my bad.
I thought it was your roommate. You just told us you live with your girlfriend.
My old roommate. My college roommate. Sorry.
Listen, Steve, you just said...
Well, your old roommate's in...
He married a Russian lingerie.
Your old roommate is in...
Don't say that. Don't.
Hollywood.
Don't say stuff like that.
Probably on a yacht. Steve, that's where your old roommate is.
Helping kids.
Do you trust a
Saving
man...
Saving the world. That's okay. So am I.
Do you trust... Would you trust a man? Texters.
Yeah.
Would you trust a coworker that came into the studio in the morning with a McDonald's bag?
Hey.
That had carrots in it, Steve.
Oh, yeah. What the crap was that?
Would you trust...
It was just easier to carry everything.
Would you trust a coworker who came to work with carrots and healthy vegetables in a McDonald's bag in the morning?
That is insane. I was actually about to yell at him, and actually I'm gonna get him because I just got some confirmation in the back. I can't say yet, but me and Nikki are about to add a new segment to the show, a new weigh-in segment. It's going to be fun. We're going to get to, and you're going to have to MC. So, and I'm going to come in. Me and Nikki, you're going to have to look at me and Nikki in like our boxers on a weekly basis.
Yep.
So
I'll be talking about that. Yeah,
we did get the confirmation of that, by the way. But we'll leave that. We'll leave that until it all gets settled. But the thing is it's like I was about to strangle him because I was like, "You're coming in eating carrots and you have a bag of McDonald's?" It's like, "Stop eating the carrots, man. Just eat your McDonald's." And then he dumps it out. And
that's insanity.
Biscuit actually said it best. It was a Trojan horse.
Yeah. I've also got olives.
He dumped out olives and carrots.
And blueberries.
In a McDonald's bag. That's an insane man.
That's just me in a nutshell.
I saw the meme that had a Krispy Kreme box.
So I said Kenny Payne and Jeff Braun brought to you by Davon Thomas.
Right.
That's the dream. Then U of L's back.
Krispy Kreme box that has the carrots and broccoli and celery inside. Yeah. We open it and somebody got to die.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No, you have to.
If you come to the workplace.
Yeah.
Someone's got to
say, yeah. No, you did it.
It's a personal
act. You literally did it.
What, you really looked at this and said, wow, look, that's just an.
Nick was like,
a never-ending sack of McMuffins.
Yeah.
That he's just
going to
spread like Johnny F and Appleseed. Really? That's what you thought.
Yeah.
In this little bag.
You make me sick.
Yeah.
Nicky.
Yeah, guys.
That bag looked like it had
I'm your friend.
McDonald's in it.
It did look like, because guess what? It had McDonald's in it at some point. But don't act like, no. A Krispy Kreme dozen thing is a shareable thing. Now, had I come in here with a Crave case where you thought, you know, you were going to get a slider or two,
I'll never be able to get his voice out of my ear.
Yeah. Right, guys.
If I come in with a Crave case.
Who do we got on the line?
You're like the dude in church. Pastor's preaching about something. He's like, amen. And everybody in the church's like, you do that. He's talking about you.
He's literally talking directly.
If anybody's been to church, you know, it's like, dude, he's literally talking about you, Jim. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're a different woman in church every Sunday.
Not as I do.
Yeah, I was like,
Who do we got, Nicky?
We got Rick.
Rick, fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having the show. And I was just curious how, with the COVID being so active as it is, and you having, like, U of L women with 15 people on the team, and same way the basketball, it's amazing how Georgia or Alabama – with maybe, what, 125 traveling parties going to the game. You didn't hear one thing about no COVID. I don't think they even sniffled.
Rick, there was one thing me and Marcus said. Leading up to that game, somebody was like, I hope there's nobody out with COVID. Me and Marcus both looked at somebody in this office and was like, you think there's going to be anybody out with COVID in the national championship game?
I'm sure. It's like my son said, if you don't test, you don't know if you got it.
Yeah, right.
So I just thought it was, I mean, it was funny. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
It's the Calipari rule.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Nick. Hope Rick didn't offend you.
Who do we got up next?
Green Bay Denny.
Sorry for getting so bitey with you last time, man.
I almost didn't call in. You were so short with me. I thought, oh, my God.
What did I do?
I mean, like, I haven't called. Listen, I don't want to – I know we don't want to talk about the next coach, but let's just talk about the next coach. Because here's what I'm going to say. If our new athletic director, who came from Villanova, cannot deliver on Jay Wright, he doesn't need to get the job. That's where I'm at with it. Because, buddy, he's got a relationship with that dude. We need to get him up out of Villanova and bring him on down here. Because that's what I'm saying, that Herb better be bringing to Louisville. My can't work this out, which we know he's not. Then we need to get Jay Wright here. He needs to deliver on this.
Food and sweets. I'll say Jay Wright, a couple medium pieces.
We had Petrino deliver. Petrino. My bad. Your boy up there, Brom, we thought he had him delivered. He better deliver on Jay Wright. I'm out, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
At this point, I haven't heard a word from the AD since his press conference, so I'm assuming he's still there.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, my man.
Well, that's a new guy.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Who we got, Nicky?
Oh, hell, I forgot.
It would be not.
My name is Nick.
That's right. That's right.
You forgot your name.
You forgot the guy who has the same name as you.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Fire away.
Well, I was going to give you kind of what I've seen over the last few years. And I called the Tom Jurich firing, the Patino firing, way before it ever happened. I feel like we're going to hire Hurd at the end of the season here. We're going to hire Jay Wright after we don't make the tournament. And then we're going to keep Satterfield for a fifth year because he's going to win nine next year. So that's kind of my prediction moving forward. And I've been right on everything for the last 3 years on hiring and firing. So just take it for what it is. That's all I want to say, guys.
I appreciate it, Nick. We'll take it to the bank.
Nick Stradamus.
Yeah.
That's I'm our Nick Stradamus.
At this point, the way my life's going, they'll sign Satterfield to a lifetime contract tomorrow. Somebody said, so, Nick, you have extra McDonald's bags just laying around.
That was
a great text.
Kind of.
Was exposing text.
My question is he saving McDonald's bags or did he eat McDonald's in the car and then throw the healthy stuff in there afterwards?
It was left over from McDonald's one day.
And he still has the napkins in the bag as well. So this is not.
I know. Like that is true.
Yeah.
Carrots in a McDonald's bag reminds me of Fresh Prince putting books in a pizza box.
Also olives.
Does Mac bring up how you criticize him when y'all are in person? Look, it's one of those things, man.
What do you think?
No, they were making a joke, but I didn't want to say LOL on the radio, but
critique.
We looked this man in the eye and said what we say, unlike others. Nick seems like the dude who brings gym clothes in a plastic Walmart bag.
That's my dad.
I've done that too.
I was gonna say
that's my dad.
I've done both. I mean, I've had.
Yeah.
Do you keep your gym clothes?
Speaking of which,
in a bag in your bag,
I've got to talk to Drew about his gym shoes.
They suck.
He had them out yesterday, or at least they were sitting by his desk.
Do they smell?
Nah, he can do better.
What's he rocking?
I'm not gonna put the man's business out there.
No, do that, because maybe we'll get a sponsorship deal.
Kind of an ugly color. Oh, man, you're supposed to be gone. You got a date, bro. Look, they're like, Marcus, you said you were leaving at 11.
Play us out.
Yeah, where you at? Hey, dude, wait a minute. Yeah, go ahead and play us out, but there's questions. You rip Nick on his partner in life.
I'm going through the sound bank. I think we have a whip sound.
Yours is called at 11:01. Where you at?
I gotta go.
All right. Sorry, but for the love of God, Nick, play out.
I gotta go.
For Marcus to be ramping up like this, I don't know who called him. But
you seriously look like a Formula One somebody pit stop now.
Not somebody I want to be in trouble with, obviously.
I have to go.
I don't see Marcus just dropping stuff and take off.
I have to go, everybody. Middays with Marcus.
Pray for me.
On 99 the Bill.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.